Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs on this weekend show. CAO Riggs, next thing I want to ask you about is the county jail project. If anybody's driven by the area of Old Wards Ferry Road, they'll see what's going up over there. It's coming right along. So what can you tell us about how things are coming?
The jail's coming along, like you said. For those who drive out there, you'll see the walls are going up. Maureen Frank, who is our deputy county administrator, she's leading up that project along with the sheriff and his staff. So right now, we just had a meeting on it this week, actually, and it's about 60 to 65% complete. It's exciting. However, this really strange weather that we've had these last couple of weeks have set us a little behind. And so where we might have anticipated being in December, we're thinking now it'll be middle of January, 1st of February. And of course, we're excited to get our staff into that new building and occupy it as soon as it's completed.
So moving staff into that building, you know, early next year, is that kind of going to the budget planning as well, preparing for new expenses and new staffing and that type of thing?
It absolutely does. So that new jail can take us up to 260 inmates. So the capacity is quite a bit larger than what we have now, which is, I think, about 147 total capacity. And the way that the sheriff was just explaining the pods run, that we would need probably an additional 5 jail deputies in order to run that efficiently and at state standards. So absolutely goes into our budget planning. The other component that is very expensive that we are planning and working on right now is jail medical. The medical associated that must be provided is very expensive. And so we're looking at different options for that. If we are going to increase the number of our inmates by, say, 80 to 90, that can increase. Our current cost is $1.2 million. So it could take easily up to $2 million just for the jail medical component. So yes, all of that we have to look at. We have to take it into account so that we can do it right the first time going in.
And then the Tuolumne County Courthouse, Superior Court Building, is also being built nearby. People have noticed that driving by 108. That being a state project, will there be any cost from the county incurred from that as that comes online as well? Any new costs?
And you're absolutely right. So that is a state-funded project that is under their purview, their discretion, and their authority. So when it comes to building the courthouse, there are no costs for the county. What we do have is, because the way that they're setting up is, we do provide the court security. And so that will change a bit, but we do have offsetting revenue. So that's good. The state does provide revenue to provide most of the court security. The other thing we'll have is transportation costs. So until we get everyone on the same place, the transportation could be a little bit different, although it looks like we might have ours up and running and occupied maybe before they're in there. What it does provide is opportunity. The historic courthouse and the courthouse on Washington are both owned by the county, the property is. So once the courts make their final move and they vacated those premises, we will then begin the process of, what are those uses for those buildings? We all know the historic courthouse is a very loved building, and it's has great historic value. So we'll be working with various members of the community about how do we move into that next phase of the use for that building.
Another topic that's been coming up recently is economic development. The county is kind of phasing away from the Tuolumne County Economic Development Authority, county and city going their own direction. You know, what has the county decided in regards to that, and what is kind of the latest in that realm?
So as you know, the board did dissolve, and the city did. So the Economic Development Authority is a joint powers authority, or Economic Development Agency is a joint powers authority. And it was both between the city of Sonora and the county of Tuolumne. And that is in the process of being dissolved. The Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors has made it very clear that they do want those services to continue. So we are working on that. What we have done is, we have a recruitment going on right now, actually, for a new economic development director. This will be a county employee, and they will fall in all the policies and procedures and process that all other county employees fall under. And those interviews are on June 11th, and we're excited to see what this new phase of economic development will look like for our county.
Is there a tentative timeline you hope to have a new person in place by?
I'm hoping by July 1st. It depends. Last time when we did just the interim, we had a lot of people who applied from outside the state and the different areas within the state of California. So it depends, obviously, on who's coming in and how long they may need to close down whatever they might be doing, and then if they need to relocate. So still hoping July 1st, if not somewhere very close thereafter.
Do you know at this point, would that be that new employee that's hired, would it be somebody who's directly under you, or would there be like a board like the old TCEDA?
So no, the way that the board has organized this is it's like any other appointed department head. So they are appointed by the board. They'll fall under administrative direction of the county administrative officer. And each appointed department head is going under contract with the board. So they actually have specific items with the contract that outlines what their pay is, the benefits, and then a termination date so that at some point action has to be taken, whether they're going to continue and renew or whether you allow that contract to terminate.
And I imagine the supervisors kind of give direction on things they like to see and yourself as well in the county with that position?
Absolutely. We all go and we all move forward based on board priorities and goals. And we've been trying to be very clear about what those are as we've moved into every single year. And we'll do that here. The next part of what we will work on once we get the new economic development director on board will be what does that reporting look like going forward? So looking at like the Cal economic development that we saw, the Cal Ed that they have, what are those standards? And then we can have our director then coming in on a quarterly basis and providing those updates, not only to the board, but to the community as well.
Also want to ask you about the Tuolumne County Fire Initiative. That's been kind of a big topic this year, fire being the top priority for the county, and various things have been taking place, you know, publicly and behind the scenes, I know. What can you tell us just about what has kind of taken place to this point when it comes to preparing for concerns related to fire?
So the fire initiative is so big, and at times when all of us are working on it, when I say us, I don't mean county employees, but all of our state and federal and nonprofit and private sector partners. So we're doing a lot of work. We have the task force, and that task force meets on a monthly basis. They also have work groups. Some of those work groups are communications, and it's identifying vulnerable populations, fuels reductions. We have fire safe councils on there. We have all kinds of state, local partners, and federal. As we have moved forward, we've done community meetings. Those have been great. They were very well attended. We don't want those to end, so we do want to get back out there, even if we're doing one once a month in some of the communities. We want to do that outreach. The other thing we've done is we are pulling together a regional county approach. And so we just met with these other five counties. So there's six of us. The other counties that are participating are Calaveras, El Dorado, Amador, Mariposa, and Alpine. And when I'm asked why those were selected, they're either our closest partners and or we already have cooperative agreements in which we work with these other counties. And we also, for many of these, we share the Stanislaus National Forest. And so with the Master Stewardship Agreement and some of the other partnerships that we have, it makes sense that if we are sharing the National Forest, which affects all of us in such a large way, that we would all work together with our forest supervisor on whatever that might mean as we move forward into fire safety.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, you know, what are kind of those benefits of having a regional approach? It's, you know, sharing all those federal lands and borders and so forth. Is that the main reason?
There's a couple of them. As any time that people or counties, when we approach and we're asking for change, we're asking for resources, you always have a stronger voice when there's more of you. And that's the idea here. So tomorrow, actually, we are meeting with some representatives. So we have a representative from the Governor's Office of Planning and Research, the task force leader for forest management, the governor's appointee, she will be here, and a few others, along with these other five counties tomorrow morning, so that we can all begin the discussion of what are our needs at a community level, and how can we assist the state at a local level in pushing this initiative forward, because it's not just our chairman's initiative, but it's also the governor's initiative. So how can we help the state to accomplish this? And if we can do it by region, that can then be duplicated as we move across the other counties, very much the way we did drought and tree mortality. You'd start duplicating, we share information, and it has worked very well. So we're hoping to take that same type of work style and move into the fire preparedness and resiliency.
Yeah, it seems like a good idea to work with these various close-by counties with similar issues and concerns. You know, how did that come about? Was that something the state wanted you to do, or did it kind of happen just the counties getting together?
Actually, it wasn't. When we worked with drought and tree mortality, one of the individuals who was a great advocate for resources for our county was Debbie Franco with the Office of Planning and Research. And so when we were at the Ledge Conference, I started thinking about Debbie, reached out to her, and she was the one who suggested, why don't you guys commit this as a regional approach? And for those who watched the tree mortality, there were six high hazard zone counties. So we selected other counties who were like us in being rural, which is very important. And many of us are dealing with some of the same issues related to fire insurance and fuels reductions and the lack of resources to try and get this work done.
Need to take one more break, talking with Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. A programming note, next week we're going to be joined in studio by Dr. Mark Miller, who is the superintendent for Sonora Union High School District. He's going to get us up to date on various happenings with the Sonora Union High School District. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our final segment with CAO Riggs will be in just a minute.